Chapter 6. Cheryl Matt. Rough sex. Fingering, grinding, and biting. There were days where a punching bag wasn't enough. Shiro's fists slammed into the fabric, making it sway and jolt. There were no chains, and he found himself missing the clacking noise from each strike. Instead, it hovered in place, moving placidly back into its spot as if Shiro had never touched it at all. That was why. Shiro hated how little effect he had on it. He could hit and hit, and there was never any change. It would come back into place and stay there, no matter how many times and how hard he hit. On a night like this, Shiro was tempted to use his arm to slice it open. On a night like this, Shiro was tempted to pull out the gladiator on a stupidly high level and just fight like he wasn't supposed to anymore. On a night like this, Shiro wanted to take out his anger on something that would feel it. That was why, on a night like this, he made himself stick to the punching bag. Bad night? Shiro jumped, and then froze. He whirled, arms up and teeth bared. But it was only Matt, who leaned against the doorframe and gave a cheerful wave. Sighing, Shiro turned back to the bag and started to swing again. What do you want, Matt? I mean, I'd kill for a frappuccino, Matt replied. Especially the flavored ones, like s'mores. Hell yes. Shiro hadn't even glanced over his shoulder, pulling back to give the bag a full-strength punch. It jolted a few feet, then settled right back in its spot. Shiro hated this bag. There was a pause. That was the part where you were supposed to go all hipster and insult me for getting Starbucks. Do what you want, Matt, Shiro replied, voice flat. There were footsteps, loud and purposeful. Then Matt appeared at his side. He knocked their shoulders together. Or, more accurately, knocked his shoulder into the spot above Shiro's elbow. What's gotten you all twisted up, grumpy bear? Gritting his teeth, Shiro took a deep breath. Matt, stop it. I really don't have the patience for your... his Matt-ness. Not with the memory of his dream. Not when he remembered being locked up, feeling the room and his body heat, feeling a need clawing at his stomach that he couldn't fully satisfy. Not with the memory of needing to touch himself and refusing to, unwilling to give anyone the satisfaction. It left Shiro rattled, frustrated and heated. Punching the bag was supposed to help him work all that out. It wasn't working.
You're supposed to talk about your feelings, Matt pointed out, drawing out both syllables of the last word.
It wasn't out-and-out mocking, but it had an annoying sing-song tone.
Come on, share the juicy details.
The tone made Shiro's blood boil. He had no idea what Matt was playing at, being intentionally irritating right now, but it was about to get him hit.
Matt. I'm just telling you what Dad would tell you, Matt replied, still just a hint of smug. Not enough to call him out on it, but enough to be audible.
Come on, spit it out. What's gotten you all fussy and rumpled?
Matt! Shiro finally turned again, getting right into his face and baring his teeth. Shut the fuck up already.
Brows up, Matt tilted his head.
No.
And with that, he hooked his foot behind Shiro's knee and shoved. On just about anyone else, Shiro wouldn't have been caught by that. Even if he had, he could have recovered from the stumble. But it was Matt, noodle-armed, nerdy, dramatic Matt, whose weapon of choice was his silver tongue. So Shiro landed on his ass, staring up at him in total shock.
Forgot I'm not helpless, Matt replied, arching a brow.
He squatted down so he was at eye level with Shiro.
Figures.
He jabbed Shiro in the chest.
I can handle you, Shirogane.
It was such an open challenge that Shiro's eyes flashed. You think so?
Oh, I know so.
That was all the permission Shiro needed to lunge at Matt, grabbing him by the shoulders and slamming him to the padded mat. Matt went down hard, but recovered quickly. He grabbed Shiro by the arm and yanked him to the side. It didn't pull him fully off, but it gave Matt enough room to shove a knee between them. "What is your problem?" Shiro snarled, trying to pin Matt's shoulders to the floor and keep him down. He was turning out to be slippery, though, especially so long as he was able to use his knees to keep Shiro from pressing his full weight down on him. Grinning, Matt shrugged. "I don't have a problem. I have a solution." Shiro stared down at him, then grabbed a hold of Matt's shirt to give him a sharp shake. "What the hell does that mean?" "It means that punching your bag is doing shit for you," Matt replied. He suddenly shoved up and wrapped an arm around Shiro's shoulders. Then he smashed their lips together. It was quick and violent, closer to a bite than a kiss. But it effectively made Shiro pause, shocked into stillness. "So I have other ideas for outlets." Shiro stared down at him, then slowly shook his head. "Matt," he groaned. "No. No. Seriously? I could hurt you." "I could hurt myself walking into a door. Hurt fucking happens." Matt rolled his eyes. "Besides, I have advantages over you." While Shiro was still eyeing him, Matt slid a hand down his chest and pinched a nipple. Hard. It was a nasty, vicious move, and it made Shiro's blood sing. "You're such an ass," Shiro groaned, but he took a handful of Matt's hair and yanked him forward into another rough, teeth-clacking kiss. "Can you do half of what your mouth promises?" Matt fluttered his eyelashes. "Baby, I can do it all with just my mouth, but I don't need to." He wrapped his legs around Shiro's waist and twisted his weight entirely to the left. Shiro moved with it, no longer bothering to try and resist, and let himself be rolled to the side. Not that he stayed there. Taking hold of Matt's hips, Shiro moved with the momentum, rolling them in a complete circle so he stayed on top, this time without Matt's knee in his stomach. "Shit," Matt muttered. "Fine, we play dirty." Rather than keep trying to squirm, he shoved his hand down the front of Shiro's workout pants. There was no grace to the way he grabbed onto Shiro's cock through his boxers and cuffed him roughly. Groaning, Shiro rocked into the hand, his mouth falling open. He could feel his boxers start to dampen on the other side. Part of him wanted to get up and walk away. If he told Matt to back off, rather than just expressing his disbelief at the sheer audacity, Matt would. There wasn't a doubt in his mind. But the dream had keyed him up in the worst way, and Matt had seen Shiro's ugliness already. Hell, Matt had used it to try and save his life. In that memory, Shiro had suffered without an outlet. In real life, that wasn't the case. So no more suffering. Taking hold of Matt's arm, Shiro ripped it out of his pants and slammed it to the ground. Then he rocked down, hard, rubbing their cocks together through the fabric of their pants. He kept the movements purposeful and smooth, spine and hips moving sinuously. Mouth falling open, Matt stared, unabashed. "Fuck, love how you can move. Dirty boy that you are. Those dance classes involve pole dancing?" "Yep," Shiro replied, smug and pleased. While Matt processed that, he grabbed a hold of the bottom of Matt's shirt and yanked it roughly over his head, sending his glasses skittering away. Following the path of them, Matt pouted. "Hey." "Oh, please, you don't even need them." Matt huffed, then used his free hand to scratch roughly down Shiro's back. Even with the shirt in the way, it was probably going to leave a mark through sheer force. "You don't need this shirt either." Arching a brow, Shiro smirked. "You're just mad you're falling behind." Matt bared his teeth right back, then snorted.
"I just haven't blown my load early like you have, Shirogane."
The wording made Shiro pause, just for a moment, but Matt's eyes glimmered. "'Cause I know your weakness. I know you want to lose, because you know it'll get your stubborn little brain fucked out like nothing else."
His hand dragged down to Shiro's ass, fingers digging in until he could feel the press against Shiro's hole through the fabric. You want it. You want me to fuck you now. Press my fingers in while your clothes are still on. You'd do anything to feel that. I know, because you're desperate for it. You're already so wet. Mouth falling open, Shiro stared. Then his eyes narrowed. I'll get fucked the way I want to, in the second I feel like it, and you can't do anything about it. He shot back. Because you can't get up, and I can do this. With that, he ducked down and bit down on Matt's nipple. Jesus fuck! Matt grabbed hold of the waistband of Shiro's pants and boxers and yanked them down enough to expose his ass. The sudden cool air made Shiro gasp, forcing him to let go of Matt's nipple. While Shiro was distracted, Matt yanked his other arm free and took a vicious handful of Shiro's hair and yanked back, forcing him to expose his neck, then scraped his teeth along the long, pale column. Whining, Shiro clenched hard, his legs tightening around Matt's hips as he fought the urge to buck. Instead, he reached between them and ripped Matt's pants open. Literally ripped, because he was pretty sure he popped the button off. Then he reached down Matt's underwear and pulled him free, squeezing hard. Okay, there's fight sex, and then there's ripping my dick off. Not sexy! Matt squirmed under Shiro, eyes wide. Arching a brow, Shiro milked Matt's cock in his hand, a threatening wave of squeezing. I don't know, I'm enjoying this part. Maybe I want you to beg. Matt snorted. Yeah, no. Then he squeaked when Shiro squeezed again. Fuck! No fair! Okay, here, I'll... His hands moved, lightning fast, and he squeezed and pulled Shiro's ass cheeks apart. Then two fingers slid inside, made easy by the slick, and pressed against the lower gland. Fuck! Shiro's grip loosened automatically. He threw his head back and bucked back onto the fingers. He had enough presence of mind to scratch his displeasure down Matt's stomach, earning him a groan. How about, Matt said, mock thoughtfully, you not do that again, and I'll put my thigh between your legs. Then you can grind your slutty little brains out while I finger this pretty hole until you come. Then, when you're all nice and satisfied, I'll fuck you pliant. Shiro tried to focus. But whenever he did, Matt would rub his slick gland again, and his thoughts would dissolve into sparks. I... but... want to win. Baby Cakes, you win by getting a brain-melting orgasm. Matt grinned up at him, but it was a softer expression. This is good. I'll keep you from thinking for a little while, okay? You just let that beautiful brain of yours take a little vacation while I pound this spot over and over. There were objections, but it was hard to care about them right now. He could barely focus on keeping his eyes open. His mouth hung open limply, and his eyes kept fluttering as Matt continued to press the spot inside of him that made his thoughts flow right out of him. It felt so much better than being anxious and scared. Finally, Shiro gave a little bob of his head. Would have beat you. In hand to hand? Duh, Shiro! Neither of us are stupid. You have, like, 50 pounds on me. And that's being kind. Matt leaned up, biting down hard on Shiro's shoulder, then sucking the skin. It was more sensation that all just added to the pleasurable flames coursing through him. Let me calm you down, Starshine. I've got you. Managing to focus on Matt again, Shiro smiled, small and soft. Okay, he said. Voice small and soft. This time Matt kissed him gently. Attaboy. Let's take those pants all the way off now, all right? When Matt pulled his fingers free, Shiro keened and rocked back on him, scratching down his chest again. No, not yet. Hey, it's all right. They're going back. Let's just... Matt yanked Shiro's pants down his thighs until he obligingly kicked them off the rest of the way. Then he finally untangled his legs from Shiro's, and instead shoved his thigh right against Shiro's cock. Not a good spot. Without the fingers to encourage him, Shiro's cheeks heated.
He hesitated, then rocked and groaned.
Yeah, that's good.
Perfect. And that means... Matt slid his fingers back inside. Grind on my thigh, lovely. Show me how much you like it when I fuck you with my fingers. Show me how good you feel.
Almost immediately, Matt started to run against both glands. His fingers made wet, sloppy noises with each roll of his wrists, reminding Shiro of just how soaked through he was. He bucked again, hesitantly at first, and then getting speed and confidence as he got used to it. Smoothing out his hips, Shiro treated it like the pole dancing class again.
That's it, Matt encouraged. You know what I noticed? The wetter you are, the less you're thinking. Like all your brains are just dribbling out of you, replaced by how much you want to be filled and fucked. Am I right?
Licking his lips, Shiro groaned in agreement.
I can't hear you, Starshine. Use your words. Are your thoughts puddling out of this hungry hole of yours?
Shiro slammed his eyes shut and shuddered. He rocked forward, harder than before.
Yes, he managed, voice very small.
Are you thinking about how much you love being fucked?
Yes,
Shiro replied, louder than before. He shoved back onto the fingers, groaning happily when Matt added a third. Leaning up, Matt licked over his lips, a flash of hot, wet sensation against Shiro's slack mouth.
Do you like it when you can't think anymore? Don't you like it when you're relaxed and pliant and fuckable for me?
He crooked his fingers, pressing down even harder. Shiro whimpered and nodded.
Yes.
His words were starting to slur with pleasure.
Grind on me. Be a good boy for me and show me how much you like it.
By now, Shiro was just mindlessly bucking. He lost the performative grace and the self-conscious reserve. Instead, he only cared about the pleasure and showing how good it felt. Matt watched him, gaze warm and soft.
You like being my good boy?
The word yes was heavy on Shiro's tongue. When his mouth didn't want to cooperate, his lips moved into the right shape. But instead, a moan came out. But Matt didn't seem to mind.
Then come for me.
Whining, Shiro slammed his eyes shut and ground down harder, just as Matt started to press down on the gland, moving in tiny, fierce circles. Shiro came hard, losing his balance and crashing down on top of Matt. The impact made both of them grunt, but Matt reached up and held Shiro in place, keeping him from rolling off. It took several seconds for Shiro to see anything other than bright sparks and his own pleasure. He tilted his head up and sucked eager, small kisses into the skin of Matt's neck.
Oof. Hey there, Matt greeted him. Better now?
Oof.
Matt smiled and kissed the top of his head.
I'll take that as a yes. Still want the second part of my promise?
It took Shiro a long moment to remember. Then he smiled.
Mm-hmm.
All right, scoot. Matt squirmed out from under Shiro, sprawling him out comfortably on his stomach. Matt's pants still hung open, and they were wet both from his own pre-cum and Shiro's seed, and slick all down his right leg. Blinking slowly, Shiro gave an easy smile.
Good look.
Matt snorted. Thanks, I'll start my own fashion line. I'll call it Desperation. He paused, hands on Shiro's hips. Actually, that sounds like a perfume, not a fashion line.
Matt, shut up.
Laughing again, he nodded.
Fair.
He used his thumbs to spread Shiro open for his gaze.
God, you're wet. Think you have another in you?
Maybe.
We'll see.
With that, Matt pulled Shiro's hips up, angling them better. Then he lined himself up and pushed in. It was a slow, sweet slide. Shiro had already been sopping wet and ready, but now he was stretched, too. Matt slid in easily, then ground once to get settled.
How are you feeling? He asked. Like you should move,
Shiro replied. But his tone was casual and easy, nothing like the earlier sharpness. Matt hummed and worked himself obligingly.
He drew out slowly, nearly all the way, then snapped his way back in, aiming to graze Shiro's glands with every press. Each time the thrust was wet and messy, and Matt reached up to rub over the back of Shiro's neck.
"I'm pretty close, Starshine," Matt warned him. "You close?"
Considering, Shiro shook his head.
No. Go ahead, I'm good."
"You sure?"
Shiro nodded, pillowing his head on his arm.
"Yeah, we'll put this on Hunk's list."
Making a pleased note, Matt nodded.
"All right, just give me..."
He trailed off, working his hips faster, and with less rhythm. It was less about pleasing Shiro and more about getting what he needed. There was something about being used, oversensitive and wet, that sent shivers up and down his spine. Finally, Matt came with a groan, giving tiny rabbit thrusts as he worked through it. Then he pulled out and went limp, flopping over Shiro's back.
"That's better."
Shiro agreed. They laid there, Shiro comfortably taking Matt's weight, before he finally spoke again.
"It's stupid late. Why are you up?"
"Takashi, you know why I'm up."
Shiro sighed.
"Yeah, I guess I do." He stared at the wall.
"Did this help you too?"
He felt Matt smile between his shoulder blades.
"Yeah, it did."
"Good." He yawned.
"We're gonna be gross in the morning."
"So gross."
"I don't mind."
Matt laughed.
"Me either. But come on, we gotta get up. You don't want to wake up on this mat in the morning. I'll program the cleaning protocol to scrub this out before training tomorrow."
Yawning, Shiro pushed up, raising Matt's weight with him.
"Yeah. Hey, Matt?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Thank you."
Wrapping his arms around Shiro's waist, Matt nodded.
"Anytime."
He paused thoughtfully. "You know, if you're really grateful, you'll give me a piggyback ride to my room." Shiro rolled his eyes.
"I'll give you a ride if you come back to mine."
"Oh, Takashi, I thought you said you were done."
"Matt."
Matt laughed.
"Yeah, I'd like that. And hopefully this time we'll stay asleep."
That was the hope. But while the sex certainly didn't fix either of their PTSD, it did at least help exhaust them. Sometimes that was all Shiro could ask for. That and good friends to help when he needed it, even when he didn't ask. Even when they were annoying shits about it.
"Come on, boy, mush."
"Do you want to walk after all?"
"I'll be good."
Very annoying.